about the Yom Tov of Purim, it's brought down there, but on the Pasuk, in the Megillah, V'zichrom l'yosuf mizarom, that the remembrance of Purim will never ever cease to exist from the Jewish people. So it says in the Medrash that when Mashiach is going to come, kol hamoyedim yu betelim, all the Yomim Tovim, all the Jewish holidays and festivals will be annulled, will be cancelled. Whereas Purim, this is the what the Pasuk is telling us, that Zichrom LaYosuf Mizarom, the holiday of Purim will never cease to exist from the Jewish people. The Rambam actually brings this down in Hilchos Megillah. And the question is obvious. How is it possible that all to say that all the Yomim Tovim will be annulled? Don't we know that the Torah and all its mitzvahs are everlasting? And we can't say that we will just study about the other Yomim Tovim, the other holidays, but we won't actually keep them. Because that is against the rule that the Rambam brings down clearly, that all the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah are clearly noheg l'dorois, for everlasting of the Jewish people. And the Yomim Tovim are part of the 613 mitzvahs. So we must say that these mitzvahs are going to be forever, that we will keep them forever and ever. So how could we say that all the Yomim Tovim, also Yom Kippur, will be annulled besides for Purim? So Chassidus explains on this Maimer Chazal as follows. That it's not that the Moyadim, the Yomim Tovim, will be annulled, that we won't keep them, that there won't be the Simcha of Yom Tov. No, Chas V'Shalom. Rather, the Simcha of Yom Tov won't take any significance, won't be important when Mashiach is going to come. Because the Simcha of Yom Tov, Moyadim L'Simcha, is a Simcha Mugbelas, a limited Simcha. We bring Karbonus, in a certain amount of Karbonus. And the Simcha has a limit, has a boundary. Whereas when Mashiach is going to come, the Simcha will be unlimited. The Simcha of the time of Mashiach, as it says in the Pasuk, Simchas Olam al Reisham, a everlasting Simcha, a Simcha that will never ever end. And therefore the limited Simcha of the Yomim Tovim won't be significant to add anything. And the mashal that's given, the parable that's given, is as the Gemara says, Shraga b'tihara mayahani. Shraga, a candle, b'tihara, in broad day sunlight, mayahani, what is the benefit? If you took a candle outside in broad daylight, the light of the candle doesn't give you any benefit. In a dark room, it lights up the room. But outside in broad daylight, it doesn't help. That means, even though the light of the candle exists, and it's illuminating, but it doesn't actually make any light around because it's way much more brighter all over. And this is what it means that the Moyadim will be Betelim. Because they are far more, on a much, the Yomim Tovim, they are now on a much lower level than the Simcha and the light that will be when Mashiach is going to come. And therefore, my Ani, what is the benefit of this Simcha? It's not something novel. It's not something unique. It's like a candle in sunlight. Obviously, we will have the mitzvahs of the Yomim Tovim, and God forbid we won't cease to keep it. But it won't be significant. And this is just brings out the greatness of Purim, that even though it's going to be the time of Mashiach, when it's going to be Simcha Seilam Al Reisham, the great and everlasting Simcha, yet the Simcha of Purim is so great that we will even, it will even stick out and be revealed, the Simcha, on a greater level even of Purim, even in the time of Mashiach's coming.